and welcome. This is the Daily Dog with Michelle Forto. We are sponsored by Alaska Dog Works, and today's episode is on August 22nd, 2017, and we're going to go over 5 things puppy owners should never do. This is an article I found on the American Kennel Club website, and it's a good article to read if you're in the market to purchase a new puppy. Raising a puppy can be challenging for a new owner or even an experienced one. We need to find the line between being overprotective and providing the puppy with a safe environment to let his personality develop. A few of the don'ts about puppy rearing. Puppies love to play, but don't get too rough. Be careful playing games like tug of war to ensure you don't hurt your puppy's developing teeth or allow him to swallow pieces of rope or fabric. Also, pups need to learn how to be appropriately rough when playing. This is all part of your dog's socialization. Don't give your puppy too many treats. They can alter your growing puppy's appetite for his better balanced nutritious meals. Also, you don't want to spoil him. Puppies quickly learn that by begging, crying, and acting out, they may get their way. Treats can be used in moderation as training rewards and should never be high caloric human junk food. Don't change the rules. Decide which furniture or parts of the house are off limits and be consistent. Don't scold a dog one day for being on the couch and then let him up there the next. Don't allow your home to be a place where your puppy can get hurt, where he may fall or become trapped, or where he may blunder into substances that can sicken him, the garbage, medicine on nightstands, pesticides in gardens, rodenticides, and so on. Also, one to be aware of is sticky mouse traps. Don't let him go untrained. That cute puppy misbehavior will become a lot less cute when he's older. Make sure you teach your dog good manners. The canine good citizen is a perfect starting point to help him have a happier, healthier life. Do you have a new puppy at home? We know it can be just as overwhelming as it is exciting. We also know that training your puppy in moderation is a good way to get started. Talking with a trainer prior to getting a puppy is a good idea. Maintaining that relationship with your trainer throughout your puppy's first year of life is going to set you and your puppy up for a long-term, wonderful relationship that is going to enhance your relationship with your dog. We look forward to hearing from you, and we will be in touch again tomorrow. Thank you.